ever stop to think about just how much a simple blood test can tell you?
It's quite something, isn't it?
Yeah. Today, we're doing a deep dive into kidney blood tests. They seem pretty routine, maybe even unassuming, but they're packed with insights.
That's right.
Like, they can often flag early signs of serious stuff like diabetes or high blood pressure, sometimes way before you'd even notice any symptoms yourself.
And that's really our goal here, to
Yeah.
sort of peel back the layers on this test to
Exactly.
show you how understanding just a few key numbers from it can really empower you to, well, manage your health proactively. Turn that data into decisions.
It's way more than just a kidney checkup, then.
Oh, absolutely. It
Yeah.
gives you profound insights into your overall health.
Okay, so let's unpack this. Where do we start? Preparation, I guess.
Yes, preparation. It often gets glossed over.
Right, but it's actually pretty important, like the fasting part.
Usually 8 to 12 hours beforehand.
And that's just water, right? No coffee.
Water only. Yeah, no food, no other drinks. That can be the hardest part for some people.
Huh, tell me about it. Why is that fasting so crucial, though?
Well, it all comes down to accuracy. Following those guidelines helps make sure the results are as reliable as possible.
Makes sense.
And another really key thing, tell your doctor about all the medications you're taking.
All of them, even over-the-counter stuff.
Yes, definitely. Things like NSAIDs, that's like ibuprofen or naproxen, and certain diuretics, water pills.
Okay, because they can mess with the result.
They absolutely can interfere. So full disclosure is best. Oh, and also maybe jot down any symptoms you've noticed, just to mention them.
Good tip. Okay, so you're prepped. What about the actual test? The blood draw itself.
It's very quick,
Yeah.
minimally invasive.
Just a needle in the arm.
Yep, usually from a vein in your arm.
Yeah.
You'll feel a little pinch, maybe a sting, but it's honestly over in just a few
And
minutes.
then you can just get on with your day.
Pretty much.
But what happens to that little vial of blood? What are they actually looking for? And they.
Okay, so this is where it gets really interesting. They're analyzing specific things, key markers.
Like what?
Levels of creatinine, for one. That's a waste product from your muscles.
Okay.
And blood urea nitrogen, or BUN. That's another waste product, this one from breaking down protein.
Got it. Creatinine and BUN.
And also electrolytes, things like potassium and sodium. Super important for nerves and muscles.
So if those waste products are high or the electrolytes are off balance.
That's a strong sign that your kidneys might not be filtering as well as they should be. Impaired function.
Okay. And how long until you find out?
Usually just a few days to get the results back.
But the numbers themselves aren't the whole story, are they?
Not at all. The crucial step is the follow-up chat with your healthcare provider.
Because the normal range can vary a bit.
Exactly. It can differ between labs, and your doctor needs to interpret your results based on your overall health picture, your history, other conditions, medications.
Right. So how often should people be getting tested? Is it an annual thing?
Well, for people with known risk factors, like diabetes, high blood pressure, or maybe a family history of kidney disease, then yes, at least once a year is generally recommended.
And this regular testing really makes a difference.
Oh, absolutely. We see it all the time. Someone's routine test shows slightly elevated creatinine year after year, and that leads to an early diagnosis of chronic kidney disease, CKD, allows for intervention before it gets serious.
Wow.
Or maybe a diabetic patient whose BUN level creeps up on tests that might trigger a medication adjustment to protect their kidneys.
So it really guides treatment.
Definitely. Even something like an athlete feeling tired. Maybe their electrolytes are off balance on a test, leading to simple dietary tweaks that make a big difference.
It's good to know these tests are generally easy to get. Our source mentioned hospitals, clinics, private places.
Yeah, accessibility is usually quite good in most areas. It's always worth checking, costs, insurance details beforehand, though.
Always practical. So, zooming out then, what's the big picture benefit?
Early detection, full stop. It saves lives.
By catching problems sooner.
Exactly. It allows for timely interventions, lifestyle changes, diet, exercise, maybe new medications, or getting you to see a specialist and nephrologist if needed.
And it helps manage existing conditions better too, right?
Absolutely. Monitoring kidney function over time is critical if you have something like diabetes or hypertension. The test results directly shape how those conditions are managed.
Okay. Any quick practical tips for the appointment itself?
Yeah, the usual stuff. Bring your ID, insurance card, any relevant medical notes if you have them.
Simple enough.
And scheduling it in the morning can sometimes give slightly more accurate results, especially with the fasting.
Good to know. What about nerves? Some people really don't like needles or tests.
That's really common. Managing that pre-test anxiety is important.
How?
Simple things, really. Maybe some deep breathing exercises beforehand. Mindfulness techniques can help. Or just bringing a friend or family member for support.
Talking about it helps too.
Definitely. Don't hesitate to tell the staff if you're feeling anxious. They understand. Looking after your emotional well-being around these things matters too.
So it really does feel like this seemingly straightforward test is actually a powerhouse tool.
It truly is. A powerful way to be proactive about your health, giving you this vital snapshot.
An incredible amount of information from one small sample.
Mm-hmm. Which does make you wonder, doesn't it? If a single blood test can offer such a comprehensive map of one of your body's most vital filtering systems, what other seemingly small actions might lead to unexpectedly profound insights into your health and well-being?